In the beginning, there was the heavens and the earth, and it was green. And the land was fertile and abundant, with vast forests and millions of trees, and it was good. Trees of every sort and variety, enormous Douglas firs, mighty oaks, giant redwoods, and fragrant pines. One could walk for miles under the canopy of the great woods, not knowing if it was daylight or twilight. But that was long ago, before the invasion and the infestation and the mites. A plague of misery had befallen us. We, the chosen people of Earth, humans, were shackled in bondage.
Okay, let's get it moving.
I was just wondering.
Oh, what now, Doctor?
Well, I was just wondering if there were as many doctors practicing now as when we left.
Why is that, pray tell?
Well, it's the old theory of supply and demand. I mean, if there are more, then I can't charge as much because the rates go down. But if there aren't as many, I can charge whatever I want, whatever the market will bear.
There is no market and there are no doctors here, right?
Well, then my services will be in great demand, won't they?
Hey, civilization has been destroyed. Why else wouldn't they have made radio contact, huh? Huh? Because everything's gone, that's why. In the 40 years we've been in cryogenic sleep, the world has been decimated, and we're all gonna die.
Boy, did you wake up on the wrong side of the capsule.
Why don't you can it, Lieutenant? Just take a break. What are you talking about, Doc?
I told you lately that you look terrific in a flight suit.
Not in the 20 years since we placed the probe.
Well, you do, and I won't wait 20 more to tell you that again.
My neck hurts.
You probably slept in the wrong position for the past 5 or 6 years. Remind me, I'll give you an adjustment. Where was I?
Supply and demand?
Ah, yes.
Oh, brother, here we go again.
Well, come on. Astronauts might be a dime a dozen in the future. I mean, everyone might have a spaceship in their backyard.
Right. And everyone might have a medical degree, too. Why, the average person might know more about medicine than you ever learned.
Aha. What do you say to that, Doctor?
I say this. The way I got it worked out, my services will be at a high premium. Okay? In fact, osteopaths will be in greater demand than MDs. My current theory is that the world will be utopia, excluding MDs, of course, and I'll be known as the great healer. Well, don't you have confidence in my abilities?
No, I don't think it matters what you think. Nothing ever works out the way it's supposed to, and neither will any of your theories. What I think, people, is that we're all breathing high levels of radiation. And we'll all be dead by nightfall.
You must be a fun date. Anyway, in Utopia, which is now, I will be known as the Great Healer. I'll charge exorbitant fees, sickness will be eradicated, and everyone will be happy. Which leads me to my next theory.
Holy mackerel, this is going to be a long future. Zip it, Doctor.
Wasn't Portland in the middle of the woods?
Yeah, I thought so.
I told you so. What else could kill all the trees like that? It's radiation. Radiation. We're all getting cancer right now. I can feel it. I can feel my skin burning. Ow! What'd you do that for?
I didn't do anything.
Come on, step up. Move it.
What the hell is that?
Ooh.
Utopia. Yeah.
Huh. You're sure dressed funny.
Yeah.
My name is Captain Chuck Burks, United States Air Force. Greetings.
What did you say?
Greetings. We're friends.
He did it again.
He sure did. Chuck, I don't know where you're from with your funny clothes, but you don't never talk to us. Never!
Come on.
Sense of hope was almost gone. We had nothing worthwhile to believe in, but that was all soon to change. That was the day that the doctor appeared. He came forth from the desert to heal humanity's wounds, to teach us once again to stand up straight as men, to set us free.
Hold on! Move it! Move! Do you hear me? I said move!
What you got?
18.
A puny lot.
They were strong enough to run through Portland. They can stack the damn wood.
These ones here are strangely dressed. Must be from a different district.
Different district?
Wow, that must be good. We're in luck?
Yeah. Let's go tell the mice.
Or should we wait?
Nah, they're not gonna bite our heads off. Don't you do nothing with these till we get back.
Take these three of the loading dock and get them working.
Get moving, slaves. Come on. Go on.
Thank you. stop working, that holds up the whole show. Then I get in trouble. So now you're in trouble.
Hey! Get back to work! Come on, let's go. Come on. Move it. Come on.
Unmask them. Unmask them now. Tell me now, who are you? I said, tell me now, who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Who am I? I am the leader of this district.
Leader? You're not even human.
No, nor would I ever want to be a human. Now, tell me now, what district are you from? Be quick.
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan? That is a district quite far away from here.
Where are you from?
Oregon. We are in Oregon.
No. You're not from Earth. What planet are you from?
There, does that help you to understand?
Yeah, that was funny. Look, I want some answers and I want them now. What's going on? What are you aliens doing here?
He does not have the respect for his superiors that all humans naturally come by. That cannot be allowed. Never allowed.
Now look here!
Is our favorite delicacy next to wood. Never tempt us. Now, where are you from?
We're astronauts. We've been in space for 40 years. We put a probe in deep space.
Yes, we passed this probe on our way here. We did not stop to check its message. Do your work well and you will live. That is your only choice.
Not from another district? You're really from outer space?
By Jupiter, that's better than another district. You've done real good.
Yeah, we might get promoted for this.
But you're working for the aliens and against the humans.
Yeah, sure.
It's a lot better than being a slave.
But you're not helping things here. You're hurting them.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Shut up! Go on, get in there.
What do we do now, Lieutenant?
We befriend them. We get them to trust us.
Ah, good point. How?
Let's introduce ourselves.
You're doing great. They love you.
How about this? How about we go sit near the biggest fire? And if they all run away, at least we're sitting by the biggest fire.
That's better than your first plan.
You mind if we sit down?
You're already sitting.
What's your name?
Jeff. What's yours?
I'm Ivan, and this is Kelly.
What do you want?
Some food would be nice.
It's all gone. Where are you from?
Well, we're astronauts. We just came back from a space mission. I've been gone for 40 years.
The probe mission?
Yeah. How'd you know?
It says so on your uniforms. I remember when the probe mission was going on. I was pretty young at the time.
Really?
Yeah, before the invasion.
When exactly was the invasion?
Oh, 20 years ago now. I'm one from the few left that still counts the time.
What are these aliens doing here?
Wood.
They're here for wood?
Uh-huh. It's like gold or diamonds to them. I guess their planet don't have no wood. They ship it back for profit. Supply and demand, you know.
Well, I'm familiar with that theory, and it's a very good one.
Yep. Wood's what this whole damn thing's about. Who'da thunk it?
They eat it, too.
Who's that?
That's Alex. He's a real bright kid. Got a pencil and paper and knows how to write. I taught him. Go ahead, show him. He lost a finger today, so he's a little shy.
What's with all the fingers?
Every time you escape and get caught, you lose a finger.
Yeah, well, if you lose any more, you're going to be scratching your ass with a wooden spoon.
When I lose enough of them, I can't work. Then you're dead.
Let me see your hand.
Go on, show him your hand. Anyway, the aliens got camps like this in every wooded parts of the world. They slowly but surely stripping all the trees on Earth. And they ain't planting any new ones.
How'd it happen?
They dropped bombs before they got here. Kind of like neutron bombs. Killed the people, but didn't hurt the trees. Then they landed and executed most everyone else except for the few they put to work in the mills like me. I'm the oldest one here.
How old are you?
Oh, I guess I'm just 35 now. Very few make it to my age. The work kills them. I like to work, though. It keeps me young.
Yeah, just like the Fountain of Youth.
What about hope?
Hope? Well, sure. They give us one day off a month. And double rations every other Sunday. That's their holy day, when they pray to the giant termite in the sky.
No, I'm talking about hope for freedom.
The president lives.
The president? The president of what?
Of the United States.
Oh, please.
It's true. The president and all of his men.
It's the senators he's talking about.
They escaped to a special bomb shelter in the mountains. They live.
They're putting together a fighting force of escaped slaves to begin a revolution for freedom.
And you've been waiting for this for how long?
Since the bombs fell from the sky and the dark time came.
20 years. If old President Damsky's coming, he's taking his time.
Don't talk like that, old man. That's blasphemy.
Damsky wasn't even a good president. Republicans, shish.
But he lives. And they'll lead us all to freedom.
Freedom! Freedom!
20 years is a long time. I don't think we should wait for this guy.
Me neither. I say we tunnel out of here.
Right. Okay, we'll work in shifts and then we'll get out of here in no time.
How do you get a pair of gloves in this place?
You gotta wait until someone dies, then take them. That usually don't take too long.
Charming.
You. Go. Prepare the body. Now.
You two. Come with me. Come on.
Hey, no. Get out.
So sad to see how low people can get.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Thank you.
You. Tell the leader there will be more food. Go.
Thanks. Everything dies.
What's going on here?
What?
Yes, General.
Get
home,
hon.
Hey! Hey, what's those two? Get over here.
Somebody get him. Let's get him.
Get after him.
Come on.
Move it. Move it, everybody.
Out of him. Ah, move out.
What happened here? Tell me what happened.
Dead, that's for sure.
Have we met?
I don't think so.
This is really weird. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, unless you're at least 50 years old.
My name is Izzy.
Hi, I'm Ivan. Huh.
I'm Alex.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for saving our lives.
Did you just escape from the sawmill?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing such funny clothes?
He's from outer space.
Are you an alien?
Do I look like an alien?
No.
No. I'm from Earth. I'm a doctor.
Oh. What's a doctor?
You don't know what a doctor is?
Mm-mm.
I help people.
Oh, how sweet. Follow me.
Never heard of doctors. I could still become the great healer.
He looks like a spaceman or something.
Just so happens I am a spaceman.
He says he's a spaceman. This fella says he's a spaceman.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I'm a spaceman. Thank you. Hello. Second Lieutenant Ivan Hood, D.O. Who are you?
I'm Isaac. I'm the leader of Freedom Valley.
Nice to meet you.
What are you doing?
Well, it's a greeting.
So now, are you really a spaceman?
As a matter of fact, I am. NASA probe mission.
I just saw the bounty hunters carrying away a woman dressed like you.
Was she all right?
She was knocked out, but breathing.
Thank goodness.
What does D.O. mean?
Oh, I'm a doctor of osteopathy.
Does that mean you're a doctor for animals or human?
Osteopathy is the study of slugs and their mating habits.
Oh, really? I've always been interested in slugs. How do they mate?
Very carefully.
Ah.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. An osteopath is a doctor for the people. Can I show you? Turn around. Just relax. All right. Breathe in. Out. In. Out.
Thank you. That feels fine.
No problem. You'll get my bill. Anyone else has a problem, just come talk to me. Matter of fact, you can think of me as, the great healer.
Well, here in Freedom Valley, welcome any human, no matter where he escaped from. You may live here in peace for the rest of your days.
Whoa, wait a minute. See, I got a friend of mine back at the sawmill. I got to get her out of there. I need your help.
We in Freedom Valley do not fight. We live in peace with everything.
Yeah, except the aliens and the bounty hunters.
This is one of the very few settlements of humans left on Earth. We're not looking for trouble.
You don't have to look. It's already here. Now, this president of yours, what's his name? Kempsky?
You're trying to trick us. President Dembski was after the probe mission. You were in deep space when he was elected.
Knock it off, old man. Look, I'm probably twice your age. Now look, back at the sawmill, all the slaves were talking about President Dembski. Where is he?
He's putting together a fighting force of slaves in the Cascade Mountains.
He's a myth.
Huh.
He died with everyone else in the capital.
No, he didn't. The president lives. I've spoken with a guy who knew someone. Who saw him? He lives!
The president lives!
President lives!
Well, look, the Cascade Mountains aren't that far away. I'll just go find him.
No!
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
The bounty hunters will track you down and kill you.
That's a pretty good one. Oh, you know those bounty hunters are fags. I can get past them.
You will be killed.
Oh, you're a hopeful bunch, I'll tell you. But you know what? I don't give a damn. I got nothing to lose. I'll either find this president, or I'll prove that he doesn't exist. And if he does exist, I'm coming back here with his fighting force, and we're going to take on these aliens, and we're going to free my friend and all the other slaves at the sawmill. You say you're free here in Freedom Valley. That's a boatload of crap. You're just prisoners in a bigger cage. Now, who will join me in my quest?
I will.
Me too.
Well, at least there's two among you with courage.
But, Billy, we were going to be married.
There are more important things to do now, don't you see? The doctor was sent here to lead us to the president.
I don't think so. I think he'll lead you to your doom.
We'll let you know when we get back. Can we stay the night?
Of course.
Thank you.
finally made it back.
Man, she looked a lot better before we started.
Yeah. Too bad we had to beat her with the damn mites watching. I'd like to have done a space girl.
She'll get better.
What are you looking
at? Then we'll both do her.
Yosemite. You sure did her up, Royal.
The mites was watching.
Well, hell. She and the other spacemen killed one of the mites. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, me neither. They died just like us.
Except green crap comes out.
Yeah. Come on.
So we set out to find the president. But some people did not believe. The three of us were convinced that he was up there, somewhere.
So much killing.
Come on, slaves. Move it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Busy, you got a knife?
Just make it quick, will ya?
I don't suppose we have anything antiseptic with us, do we? Like alcohol?
Potato liquor?
Oh, that'll do. Oh, smooth. Here, drink this.
Huh?
Drink it. It'll kill the pain.
Why do you want me to drink if you're going to stick me with a knife?
Because I'm a sadist. Now, come on. Drink up.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, let's hold him down. Alex,
take his hands. Busy, take his feet.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna operate.
What's that?
Well, you... just watch.
Oh, you can cut my finger off. You can cut all my fingers off. I'll work in the milk, please. Ah! Oh, God.
There we go. Good as new. You want this as a souvenir?
Ain't you gonna kill me?
He's a doctor. He's just gonna heal you.
A doctor? There ain't no doctors no more.
Oh, yes, there is. And I'm it.
Are you some kind of spaceman, too?
Yeah, I guess I am. Okay, let's go. Just clean that every so often and you'll be fine.
Wait. Where are you going?
To find the president.
The president? He lives. He'll bring freedom to us all.
That's what we keep hearing. We're gonna find him.
Can I come with you?
Well, sure. What's your name?
Tyler.
Tippecanoe and Tyler, too.
Huh?
A long time ago, there was a president named Tyler, see? And he... Oh, forget it. Tyler, you think you can walk?
Sure. I feel great. Oh! Come on. Let's go.
That's my kind of guy. Let's go make friends. How you doing?
Nobody move or you're dead.
What do you want?
We want to make friends.
You want my fish?
Well, we wouldn't mind sharing them.
What are you offering?
Friendship.
Friendship, huh? What are you doing here?
We're looking for the president.
The president? The president's dead.
Are you sure?
No. Are you sure he's alive?
No, but we're going to find out.
The president lives!
Hey, can we stop with that president lives crap, okay? You're not slogan repeating slaves anymore. You're free people. Start acting like it.
All right. I'm with you. I like the way you talk. Besides, I don't have any bullets anyway. And you can have all the fish you want as long as there's water around. I catch them, but I don't much like eating them. My name's Bob.
Welcome aboard, Bob. Okay, I gotta stop doing that. Let's make a fire and eat some fish. You know, there were so many things in this world that I always took for granted, and now that they're gone, I miss them.
Like what?
Well, like they had these restaurants. People called them Greasy Spoons, and you could go in there and get eggs, toast, hash brown, and coffee for $9.99. The waitress would come around four times and ask you if everything was all right, and then forget to give you a coffee. And scanning up and down the radio dial, looking for a good song, and only finding ones that you don't like, you know, and like basketball. Even though my team never won, we never got in the playoffs, and you know, crappy TV shows, I don't know.
Are you sorry that you're here?
I don't know. It's just that nothing ever seems to go the way you think it's gonna. I mean, I finally fall in love. Or at least I think I have, and I get away and she gets caught. Always wanted to be a doctor, though. Ever since I was a kid, I'd watch doctor shows on TV and think to myself, hey, I want to be like that guy.
What's TV?
None of your damn business. Of course, my grades weren't good enough, so I went into the Air Force. Thought maybe I could fly jets and helicopters, but no, my grades weren't good enough for that either. Luckily, they put me through osteopathic school. Of course, all the MDs made fun of the DOs because they thought they were quacks. And then I joined that stupid space probe mission. Mainly because all the real doctors didn't want to be gone for 40 years. But I thought I'd come back a hero to a better place. But no. Sometimes I just think that God or fate or whatever is just cruel, because no matter what you want, it's never what you get. And you know, I have a theory about that too.
Whoa, we can't come back empty headed. We'll be in trouble for sure.
I don't want to hang around this area. There's hostiles here. A bounty hunter got killed around here just a few weeks ago.
You're just yelling. I ain't afraid of those slaves.
Hey, there's something moving in those woods. I'm going to go check it out.
I'm telling you.
I know you're in there. Get out of there before I blow you away. I said get out of there.
You gotta kill me.
You gotta kill me.
You're not dead. I won't let you die, even though you deserve it, you traitor.
Traitor? Traitor to what?
To humanity.
I don't get you.
Yeah, and that's the problem. All right, look, I'll make you a deal. I'll save your life if you stop working for the aliens and come with us.
How can you save my life?
I just can't. Now, do we have a deal?
Yeah, sure. We got a deal.
Why do you even bother with him? He's a stinking bounty hunter.
Because he's a human, and humans have the ability to change. Has he got any more of that liquor?
If the doctor says so, then it's true.
I'll drink to that. Just what the doctor ordered. Okay, we are not prepared to climb that.
No.
Anybody have any ideas?
Who are you?
We're friends and fellow humans.
Who says? See, I ain't hardly human and you are not my friends.
We could be.
And if I blow your head off, would you still be my friend?
You're not going to shoot me.
I'm not, huh? How do you know?
I just know.
Ain't you just a little scared?
Not even a little. I'm Ivan. I'm a doctor.
A doctor? What's that?
I heal people.
Oh, yeah? I got taken to folks like you when I was little. Didn't do me no good, though.
You were taken to doctors or to healers?
To folks who said God healed through them.
Just as I suspected.
So, what are y'all doing up here?
We just came to the mountain to find the president.
The president?
Why? He's putting together a fighting force to overtake the aliens and make the Earth free for all humans.
The president lives! The president lives!
Hey.
No kidding.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about the president, would you?
It depends on which president you mean. I may know a different one.
Dembski's the one they're talking about.
Sure. I know where he is.
You do?
That's where the president is?
I'll take you there. Then we can all join the fighting force together. The tanks and the howitzers for the president's fighting force are hidden over here.
What?
Made you look! Hey, Dembski! Get out here! You got visitors!
Hey, Dembski? What are you two on the same bowling team?
That's great. You're a funny guy. By the way, what's bowling?
Who have you betrayed us to now? Who? You deformed dwarf.
Up yours, you old fart. Go get Dembski.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm the senior senator from New York. Who's this?
You're nothing now, so move. Get Dembski.
Boy, if only they could pass bills that fast.
So, this is it. The whole Washington, D.C. bunch. Senators, congressmen, judges. Look at them. Rats with beady little pink eyes. They come to me begging for meat. Please, please, please. Who's in charge now, huh?
Shut up, dwarf.
Up yours.
Mr. President, this disgusting creature has brought us outsiders. Intruders.
You were on the probe mission?
Yes, sir, I was.
Probe mission.
Why is everyone so interested?
It was the probe that is the reason why we're alive. Their warning allowed a few of us to seek shelter.
Well, it's nice to know our efforts weren't wasted. Listen, Mr. President, I'm here leading a group of escaped slaves that want to join your fighting force.
Fighting force?
Yeah, the one that's going to battle the aliens in the upcoming rebellion.
Rebellion? What rebellion?
The one that you're leading. The one that plenty of slaves I've talked to believe in.
I'm not leading a rebellion. I'm not leading anything.
But these people believe in you.
What the hell am I supposed to do about it?
Lead them to victory.
There can't be a victory against these disgusting vermin. You can't fight them.
Have you tried?
Well, have you seen them? I mean, it's no way.
What are you talking about? I've killed them myself. They die just like anything else, only a little louder and they spew green crap. I mean, look at that. That's not coming out.
But you didn't tell us that you killed an alien.
Well, big deal. It's not that hard. I mean, a rock or an arrow is all you need. I used a drill bit. Mr. President, the time is now.
No. It won't be me. I've given all I can give. I have no more. I'm through.
My friend, the woman I love is being held captive back at the sawmill, and I have to get her out. If none of you are even thinking about fighting back, then you've just given up.
Well, I haven't. I'm going to keep fighting back, and any of you that wish to join me, you're welcome. Mr. President, someone's got to lead this rebellion, and if it's not going to be you, then it might as well be me. I say freedom for humans. Freedom!
Freedom!
Okay, look, I changed my mind. All together now. Freedom!
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 What are you doing? Get back to work. I'm warning you. All right. Hey, you guys, go get him. Guy's cracking up. The rest of you get back to work. What are you looking at?
After so long believing that the president would lead us to victory, there was nothing left to do but go back.
Well, Doctor, I wish you the best of luck with your rebellion. I'll catch you later.
But I thought you joined us.
Nope. I just took you where I said I'd take you.
That you did. Thank you. Bill.
Yeah?
Before you go, would you let me try and help you? I don't have any medical equipment, but I still think I can do you some good.
Nah. It's been tried.
Let me try. Now, just relax.
Breathe in. Out. In. Out. In. Out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See? You're not even that short. I don't think you qualify as a dwarf or a midget.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. Don't mention it. It was nice to meet you. Well, catch you on the flip-flop.
Wait. Can I go with you?
But you just said...
Please.
Sure. Hop on board, Chief. Glad to have you.
Okay.
We have news.
But their beliefs, their hope, their faith
is misplaced, and they should know it. Gather around, everyone. We have news of the president.
The president lives!
The president does, in fact, live.
The president lives!
He lives, but there is no fighting force, no rebellion.
No. But the president will lead us all to freedom.
No, he won't. As he said himself, he leads nothing. Look, I hate to break it to you, but the president is just an old man who stares out the window. He is alive, yes, but he may as well be dead.
But what about freedom?
Freedom will only come to humans as long as humans are willing to fight for freedom. You have no president to pin your hopes on, only yourselves.
The only rebel army is standing right there in front of you. Now, we will fight for freedom. And if any of you are willing to join us, join now.
But there's not enough of us.
If one person is willing to stand up and fight for what's right, that's enough. But as long as you hide here in this valley and wait for someone to bring you freedom, you are still slaves. Freedom only comes to those who are willing to fight for it. Now, who will join us?
Please, you're my people. We need you. You must join us.
This is stupid. There's not enough of us to do anything. I'm going fishing.
You know what? Go ahead and go. I'll be the whole rebel army myself if I have to. I've come back to a world of cowards. I'd rather die fighting than be any part of this. Adios. Kelly, just be okay.
Mind your own damn business, boy.
What's wrong?
He just ran busy. I tried to stop him, but I couldn't.
Is that true?
What of it? She's used to it. She's a slave. That's how it's done here.
Not here it isn't.
You think you have something real special, huh? You're all just escaped slaves. You're going to get caught or killed tomorrow anyhow. What's the difference?
The difference is we're free now and we have laws and we treat each other with respect.
Oh, yeah? Drop dead. I'm going back to the sawmill and tell them where you are right now.
Hey, scumbag. You forgot something.
What? You said you're a doctor. You're supposed to heal people.
I am. Your stupidity is terminal. And now you're cured. Try and get some sleep, everybody. Tomorrow's going to be a rough day.
I'm sorry.
Ready. Aim.
Inside! Come on! Come on!
Hey, let me in! Come on!
John!
Moments of freedom many of you have ever experienced. I don't think this is the right time to be executing anyone, alien or human.
What do we do with them?
It's up to you. You're humans just like us. You can join us if you want, but you're going to have to convince us that you mean it. Let them think it over. Put them in the guardhouse.
Come on, guys.
Do what the doctor says. Come on, move it.
All right, take it easy.
Aren't you the wise leader?
You can just call me the Great Healer.
Yeah, Great Healer. Just kiss me.
That's Mr. Great Healer to you.
Hey! Hey! He said we could take the sawmill, and we did. The doctor knows what he's talking about. Look at me. He cured me.
He took us to see the president.
The president!
President? The president is just an old man sitting in his chair. He's a coward! That's why the doctor led the attack himself.
He chose not to kill them bastard bounty hunters. He must be a just man because I would kill them in a second.
He killed one last night. One he had already saved.
He gives life. And he takes it away.
Right before he came out of the desert, I saw a shooting star in the daylight sky. I think it was a sign from heaven.
All our troubles are over.
Heaven on earth is here.
Take cover. Something's coming. Prepare to fight!
Immediately, do not attempt resistance. You are defeated.
You like wood so much? Eat this!
Thank you.
Never before have we encountered an armed revolt. I will have to make very sure that this never occurs again. Which of you incited this? Who is your leader? If I don't get an answer immediately, I will be forced to kill all of you. Kill all of you. Now speak up. I suspect that it is you.
I'm the leader, thank you very much.
You?
No, I'm the leader.
No, I'm the leader.
No, it's me.
No, I've always been the leader here.
I'm the leader.
No, it's me.
No, actually, I'm the leader.
No, I'm the leader.
No, I'm the leader.
You humans have more integrity than I ever suspected. I ought to kill all of you right now. Kill you now. But I will use my own best judgment. I believe you, and I sentence you to be executed immediately.
No! 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 No!
No!
No! No!
My judgment was correct. You are their leader. You are their
leader.
Yes,
I am. But I won't be the last. Humans will rise up against your tyranny and kill every last one of you slimy bugs.
I do not think so, human. You are the troublemaker. Humans are naturally a timid breed and best suited to subservience. You are an exception. Kill him now.
Ready, charge!
Doctor?
You seem to have changed your mind since we last spoke.
Yes. You changed it. Thank you.
Your timing was impeccable. Now, if you'll forgive me, I think I have to lie down. Tell everyone to get some rest. We go to a new sawmill tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's soon.
Yes, that's soon. The battle isn't over until we've won. Until every last alien is dead. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
The doctor told us that living in Freedom Valley was hiding from reality, not facing it. And he was right.
He laid his hands on me, and I was cured.
Yeah, he cut a bullet right out of my gut. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for him. And he told me that if I was ever in a canoe, I shouldn't tip it. And that's certainly good advice.
When we first met, I already knew him.
He got me to believe that life is worth living.
Yeah.
And worth fighting for!
Go
save the doctor!
Go save the doctor! Go save the doctor! Go save the doctor! Go save the doctor!
The doctor had indeed led us to freedom. And the next day, we moved on toward another sawmill. And after another desperate battle, we freed that sawmill too. And the next... And the next. We went on to liberate all the sawmills in the Pacific Northwest. And now we're heading back south to free the humans of California. It looks like there's no stopping us. Soon all the humans of Earth will be free, and we owe it to the Doctor, our liberator. Or as he has become known over the course of many bloody battles, waged and won with multitudes of aliens killed, the Great Exterminator.